It's the Cap and Haw Show on WGN Plus and Comcast Sportsnet.
I don't care if I ever get back home. It's room for the zombie. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one.
That was Harry Friday, great Harry Carey. May he rest in peace as he was right there on the big Jumbotron leading everyone in the seventh inning stretch. Cap and Haw Show continues. Mark Carmen in for David, who's on vacation all week long. He'll be back next Monday, 312-235-2525. Did you watch the seventh inning stretch? Are you aware of what they did on Friday when they put Harry Carey up on the Jumbotron? They had Tom Ricketts and Ryan Dempster doing a little comedy bit in the right field bleachers. And I was sitting down the right field line, and I watched it and thought, this is awesome. I used to say always have the celebrity sing. But then when we got to having, you know, no disrespect, Blue Man Group, and then this group, and that high school team. Enough. Jim Belushi. Come on.
Well, enough. And now they have all the toys.
You told me the president was there. You told me it was Ernie Banks, may he rest in peace, Billy Williams, Fergie Jenkins, like the greats, Ron Santo. The rest, it's run its course. I would do Harry every day or a combination of Harry, Ron, Ernie, you know, the great Cubs of all time, Billy Williams, Fergie Jenkins, the great ones.
So you can sprinkle in everybody now. They should use Harry. I didn't. Did you know it was coming on Friday? Because I was there too. And when it came, when first of all, I didn't. You know, when Dempster and Ricketts were up, I was completely, well, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden, Harry's on the board. I'm like, oh, thank you.
That's what they need to do is do Harry basically every game, unless it's an A-list celeb huge Chicago ties.
People enjoy.
Like, I don't need Tom Cruise up there singing. I don't.
I don't mind a little Tom Cruise. If Cruise is in town, he wants to sing, I'm good. That's fine. But if somebody that no one's ever heard of or the backup safety on the Chicago Bears, no. Sorry. With all due respect to Ryan Mundy on this show, I don't need him singing the seventh inning stretch.
Agreed.
So
I would go with Harry. If you want to throw Ronnie up there and some of the great Cubs, Billy and all them, I'm okay with it. But Harry, that was the best. That was the way it should be. They should do Harry every game.
People were, and I was walking around right after, people said, oh, that was great, I loved it. But it was well-received, but I almost thought the crowd was just going to go crazy.
Like, well, see, if they had done it before they had the video board, it would have been, okay. But with the video board, and you see him up there, dude, it's a no-brainer. What do you think? 312-235-2525. I would do that all the time. And they open hot dogs out there. How about that?
Which is awesome, but it can't just be in the bleachers.
It's only in the bleachers.
Yeah, that's silly.
One stand, 81 days a year. That's it.
Why can't we get a stand?
Actually, the Cubs offered him a space on the concourse that they're building outside.
Yeah.
And hot dog said no interest. Said, I'm burned out. I did it for 16 years. I'll do 81 days. It will be the only ballpark I will do. I'm a Cubs fan. And that's it. This is all you're getting out of me.
Hot Dog can't have somebody, assistant Hot Dog, to shuttle the dogs over to someplace in the grandstand so those of us who don't sit in the bleachers can enjoy Carmen Fan Zone? Is that your guy? The grilled Polish with the mustard?
I've never had a hot dog.
Okay, you've never had a hot dog. You've never had, but you've had many hot dogs, correct?
I've had a hot dog in my life, like a Vienna hot dog.
Yeah.
Michael's in Highland Park or Superdog in the city.
Greatest.
Those are great, but I've never gone to Hot Dogs. Never went.
Well, they're going to have three, right? They're going to have the Rick Russell, the Carmen Fan Zone.
Oh, is that all they're having? Yeah, just three?
Three dogs. One of them's got bacon and cheddar, and the Fan Zone that I would get is a Polish with a spicy mustard and a grilled onion, standard kind of, more Chicago-y. I don't sit in the bleachers. That's not my spot. I'd have to...
I like the bleachers.
I know. You're a bleachers guy. It's not
like
me.
If I had the day, like if I had tonight off, if I didn't have to do STL,
yeah,
and I could get out there and pregame in Wrigleyville, like starting at 3, and then going to the bleachers for Cubs Cardinals on a hot night like this, dude, that's sick.
My new favorite seat at Wrigley is upper deck somewhere behind home plate.
Upper deck.
I love it. You're so close. You get a great view. It's peaceful. There's not a million people walking in front of you.
You know where I'm sitting tonight? I'm going to the game with my wife as a fan.
Okay.
After I get done at U.S. Cellular, I'm coming up to watch the game with her. She has her boss's tickets, which are first row right by the Cubs bullpen. Right there. First row at the wall.
So you're going to hang out with a Pedro Strop, talk to a Jason
Mott. Lester Strode.
Are you a Lester tight? I feel like
Lester's my guy.
Is Lester your guy?
I love Lester. So quick, great story, and then we'll get to these calls. Great story. So my wife and her sister are sitting in those seats.
Okay.
Mark Malnati seats. He gives them to her for a game. This is Garza's pitching. Cubs have a 5-0 lead. 5-0 lead, and Garza walks the first guy in the inning. My wife, who does not know Lester Strode at all, says, "Hey, Strode." He goes, "It's Lester." She goes, "Hey, Lester, get somebody up. He's done." It's like the fifth or sixth inning. He's like, "We're up 5-0. Next guy gets a base hit, first and second, nobody out. She goes, "Lester, I've seen this movie before. He's done. Get him out." Now base hit. It's 5-1, first and third. He walks a guy. The bases are loaded. She's like, "Lester, it's 5-1. I'm trying to help you here. Get him out." He goes, "What's your name?" She goes, "Mindy." He goes, "Shut up, Mindy." Now there's a base hit. It's 5-3. She's like, "Lester, I'm telling you, it's over." He's like, "That was a bleeder, Mindy." Make a long story short, they get 6 off Garza and they pull him and the Cubs lose. So I go to the game opening day the next year and Lester sees me and Mindy's walking with me and he goes, "You're with her?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's my wife." He goes, "Put a seatbelt on her and keep her quiet."
Whoa, Lester.
Well, she was all over him. It was really funny.
Mindy was spot on that one, but with all due respect to Melinda, she generally sees danger in any Cub moment.
She does.
Right.
She's a negative Cub fan.
Right.
No question. Hey, Scott in Algonquin. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Cap, Carm. Cap, first of all, thanks for those tickets last week.
Oh, did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah, man. I took my sons to their first game. It was great. We heckled Jason Garrett for a couple innings.
Beautiful.
And then we got to see the treat of good old Harry Carey. And I was on my 7-year-old. I go, "This guy used to call the games every game." He's like, "Oh, wow, Bob," because he's used to seeing now all the newbies. "Who's that? Who's that?" You know, I have to explain to him who's singing.
That's so the greatest.
You know, to agree with you 100% as usual. They got to keep it, man. You know, keep the old timers, keep the people who built the organization to what it is. You know, the fan favorites, and that's pretty much it. Thanks again for the tickets, Cap.
You got it. I'm glad you had a good time, Scott. All the best, buddy.
You too, buddy.
See ya. Have a good week. There you go. Scott and Algonquin won our tickets last week to sit in the stands when we had live broadcast. Holly and I on the field, Len and JD in the bleachers. Let's go back to the phones. Magoo's in Glenview. Hey, Magoo.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. Hope you had a nice fourth. Hey, I agree with you, Cap, and the Harry thing and the old timers, you know, especially for the Malnati's pizza. But the USA team, I sat in a hot tub last night with my beautiful wife with the American flag out, watching the girls having a couple, you know, beers and stuff. And, you know, soccer is not for everybody, but I used to watch it at the firehouse in Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish. But it was so relaxing just watching it. It's like fish in an aquarium, you know, so the whole soccer thing, you know, I guess. And I never liked to watch golf either, but then I started watching it at the firehouse, and that was relaxing too, you know. So I guess to each his own. But, yeah, we watched it last night and had the flag out, tried to get the neighbors, you know, cheer on America.
America.
America. America.
Magoo, you're America. The man. Have a great day, bud.
Thank you.
See ya.
Magoo and his hot tub rocking.
Thank you for being a firefighter too, Magoo.
Absolutely. Orlando last night, Cappy. Soccer, 362,880 viewers. Game 6 of the NBA Finals in Orlando, 355,396. It outdrew one of the highest-rated NBA Finals in Orlando. Top 5 markets for soccer last night, which with huge numbers, getting 20s. Kansas City, St. Louis, all sitting there pulling in big-time numbers, just like Magoo, sitting in that hot tub doing the Magoo with his wife, enjoying him some soccer. What a visual of a Magoo on a Sunday evening, chilling out, watching a Wombat come off the bench. And your girl, or my girl, Carly Lloyd, 3 goals.
Carly's Angels, baby. Carly's Angels. Hey, for weeks you've been hearing me talk about MyPillow. Have you taken my advice and ordered yourself a MyPillow yet? MyPillow, the guaranteed most comfortable pillow you will ever own. I'm actually trying to talk my wife into letting me bring it on vacation. Try it. Absolutely no risk to you. I'm a little worried about those hotels that have bad pillows. Sleep on it for 60 nights, and if you don't love it as much as I do, no problem, return it. They'll refund 100% of your purchase price. Who does that? That's how confident MyPillow is in their product. MyPillow, the official pillow, recommended by the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow even has a cooling effect. Summer heat and humidity is coming. You need a pillow that keeps your head cool and comfortable. I was in a store that sold pillows yesterday. Woman was putting a couple in her cart, and I said, big mistake. She looked at me like, do I know you? I said, no. Don't get those pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. It's way better.
You are that's unbelievable. Attacking customers at a store.
Test MyPillow and see why they've sold over 5 million. Act this week. MyPillow is giving you 50% off all products using the promo code CAP, K-A-P. Log on, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAP. You'll find out why I don't go anywhere without MyPillow. 800-299-5854. 800-299-5854. MyPillow.com, promo code KAP, 50% off. Quick time, I'll be right back.
This is the Cap and Haw Show from CSN Chicago and streaming on WGN Plus.
You might as well go ahead and get it all out today, all the bad stuff, because we sure have been bad. If you're just tuning in, this has not been a defensive gem for our club. Now, right to the bag, bobbles it. No, this is not our day.
WGN TV, Ken Hawk Harrelson, talking about yesterday's thrashing at the hands of the Baltimore Orioles. 4 errors, Sox see if they can get a win tonight behind Chris Sale. He tries to set the all-time major league record for consecutive games with double-digit strikeouts. He's tied with Pedro Martinez with 8. Number 9 comes opportunity for tonight against Mark Burley and the Toronto Blue Jays.
They got that
Kevin
one.
Kevin Hall back.
They got that one wrong with Mark Burley. Should never have let him get out of town. The guy has been remarkably consistent.
He has. He's unbelievable.
So maybe he'll be back next year. And they were ugly yesterday, kicking the old baseball around. That was men's rec league / little league esque at points yesterday for the White Sox. But still, a nice 4 out of 5. I actually got a little, maybe the White Sox aren't quite dead, 5.5 back of the second wild card. Cubs and Sox, by the way, this coming weekend.
Yep.
So
it'll be fun.
I always enjoy it, Cubs Sox.
I want to get into a little bit with people that are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
We could start with Jason Pierre-Paul, the New York Football Giants. I suppose you're going to defend him, too.
I'm not defending
Jason Pierre-Paul has not yet signed the franchise tender that was offered to him for significant money as a star player, and had a picture on Instagram of him holding his child. Behind him is a U-Haul filled with U-Haul truck or van filled with a ton of fireworks. He let off fireworks, severe injury to his hand. He's going to need rehab and some work. There's some talk it could be a real problem, a major impediment to his upcoming season and his career. Other reports say he should be okay by the start of the season. Kind of an idiot is playing with fireworks like that when you're Jason Pierre-Paul.
How about when you're anyone? Like
I agree.
Saturday night, Friday night, whatever. I mean,
go watch fireworks, go to Arlington Park or wherever they do them, where pros are doing them. Good. Lighten them off yourself, you're an idiot. There's one guy in the Chicago area, I believe, set a firework on top of his head so it would take off, kill them instantly.
Right. It's.
I mean, what are you thinking?
It's unbelievable.
How much alcohol, how much booze do you have to go, hey, dude, give me that M80. I'm going to stick it on top of my head. I mean, how much do you have to have had to drink?
I just don't understand how every year – And whatever, no big deal. I don't need a ton of sleep. That's fine. You want to sit there in the alleys all across the city and light fireworks off? Be my guest. But you sir, or you, madam, are a complete moron. It's bad things are going to happen to someone. Right. It very well may be you.
Correct.
And so you're doing that to watch some lights in the sky. Like, and I went on Saturday night to watch the fireworks down by, you know, walk around the city down by Michigan Avenue and then down by the lakefront. And I sat and watched. Wow. I mean, how many times can you watch fireworks and, like, find that entertaining?
I'm with you.
I mean, I don't get it. Yet the whole city, by the way, was out there. I mean, the guy sitting next to me, I'm seeing my future life. He's by himself. He's got his, you know, he's got his lawn chair. And it's got a shield for the sun on top of him. He's just sitting there by him's lonesome, just staring up in the sky,
your
watching the fireworks.
Your future life sounds so phenomenal.
I was like, this is going to be me. I'm going to be 68 years old by myself with nothing to do on the July 4th. And I'm going to go out because I'm that bored just to watch some lights in the sky for 25 minutes and then walk back home. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Okay, so JPP, he makes a dumb mistake. The guy who puts fireworks on his head makes a dumb mistake. Rory McIlroy, I think, was an idiot to be out playing soccer right before the British Open's going to tee off.
That one I'm okay with.
And now comes word of Tommy Woodward, 28, was at an outdoor bar at a marina in Orange, Texas. Again, alcohol involved, as the Jackal said.
All right, Pete
Tommy.
Around
2:30 a.m. Chicago time, when he defied a sign warning of alligators in the water. There's a river runs right by the outdoor bar at the marina and entered the bayou waters. Employees at the marina had erected the sign in recent days after spotting a pretty damn big 11-foot alligator in the area, according to Orange County Police Captain Robert Enman. He told the news station that was covering this tragedy. A woman with Woodward at 2:30 in the morning warned him not to enter the water because of the risk. There's alligators, she told him. He replied to her, again, had to be wasted, F that alligator. Just before he jumped in, the woman spotted the gator. He jumped in. The attack was almost immediate, and he was killed.
It's really just amazing. Woodward,
I mean,
28. Had his life in front of him, and I shouldn't be laughing about it. But it's just unbelievable, the mentality. Like,
F that alligator, and he's gone. I don't mean to laugh at a guy dying, but when you go that stupidly, you lose the right to have people make fun of you.
Tommy was a great man. He loved
to not make fun of you.
He loved his Coors Light. Occasionally flipped over and had a Miller Light. Once in a while, he had a Bud. We'll always remember Tommy. He loved his Marlboro Lights.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
When he splurged, he got a Parliament.
If I was at a bar and I saw a sign that said, "Beware of alligators," I'd be afraid that the alligator could jump up in the bar and get me, and I'd be gone.
Yeah.
And this idiot jumps in the water, and as he's jumping it, she goes, "There's the alligator!" Gone.
Tommy was a big fan of the Earnhardts. He's a big fan of... I better stop. Tommy. You had a good
run.
And can you imagine that moment, too, when the alligator actually clamps onto you and you're like, boy. That'll do it for me.
It'd be even better if the alligator could speak just for a moment and go, "Did you say F that alligator?" Guess what? Wow.
And we all do stupid things.
Not as stupid as Tommy Woodward.
Tommy, you probably took the title for the weekend.
R.I.P., Tommy. Kavanaugh, brought to you by Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers. They won the largest verdict for a brain injury in Illinois history. They won the largest verdict for a back injury in Illinois history and the largest verdict for a neck injury in Illinois history. That's the triple crown of lawyering. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. These guys win. 312-235-2525. All right, can we talk Bulls?
Sure.
We'll talk some Bulls. That's next.
Now, more Cap and Haw on Comcast Sportsnet and WGN Plus.
So now it's three balls and a strike. Bryant to left again. And Bryant has gone deep again. Grand slam. Oh, have yourself a 4th of July celebration there, young Bull. His second career slam. has lit this place up.
It's our boys at Jumpsuit. I'm their biggest fan.
Did you write the letter yet there, buddy?
I didn't. I have not. Why don't we just get the guy on? I'll just do a e-card kind of verbal thing.
When you make a promise, when you make a commitment, haven't you taught me this at some point?
Yeah.
You got to stick to it. You love writing a letter.
All right, so for people that are like, what are you talking about? So that song that you just heard, that's by a group called Jumpsuit. The Tribune ran a contest, not affiliated with the Cubs, to replace Go Cubs Go. The Cubs are keeping Go Cubs Go. But Tribune had a columnist, I can't remember who the name of the columnist was, who had this contest. You submitted your song, and then he had a panel of people vote. That was the winning song that should replace Go Cubs Go. So the song comes on. Mike finds it, the Jackal finds it, and I play it with Haw, and I crush it. I just don't think it's very good. I think it's a funny bump to use on the show. Play that after every game, I went, no shot. And I got this heartfelt letter from a guy who's the lead singer and like the head of Jumpsuit, who loves the show, has been a fan of mine for a long time, and he's watching the show, and I destroy his song. And he said basically just destroyed his dream. I'm like, I don't work for the Cubs. I have nothing to do with what the Cubs are going to play. But I just didn't think the song was worthy of being the song they play at Wrigley.
You kind of work for the Cubs.
So I don't.
You kind of do.
How kind of do I?
You
work
talk
here
to
in a
you,
Comcast.
You talk to Jed. You talk to Theo. You're at the park all the time. When Jed comes on the show, you tell him what moves to make. You just stay cool there, Jed. Don't overpay for anybody. All right, Cappy, we got you. See you later. I mean, you have influence over there.
Yeah, huge. Huge influence.
You have a
so
drop
anyway,
of influence.
So anyway.
I'll give you a drop.
So anyway, the guy from Jumpsuit writes me this letter and just drills me that I'm just a jerk for not liking his song. And I said to Mike and to David, all right, I got to write this guy back. And I just haven't gotten around to it. And it's been a bit of time now. It's been since April. And I have not written the letter.
What do you want to say?
I wish you well. I hope it goes well for you in Jumpsuit. I'm just not a fan of the song in that vein. I don't think that's the song you use to play at Wrigley.
I could see you and Melinda dancing to this right now.
No You're, shot.
Really?
No shot.
No?
No.
Cubs win.
No.
I don't mind the tune. I kind of like it. I don't want it to replace Go Cubs Go. That's a staple. Why would they ever replace Go Cubs Go? The world couldn't even function without Go Cubs Go.
So, I haven't written them. Mike all the time will just out of nowhere go, hey, did you write that letter to Jumpsuit yet? Nope. Like, I don't know what to say. So just get him on.
Dear Jumpsuit.
Maybe he's calmed down by now. See if he wants to come on, Mikey.
That would either be a complete train wreck or fantastic television.
So let's take a shot.
I'm probably leaning towards the former, but it'll be really good to see you in an uncomfortable, squirrely position, and you'll have to reveal some feelings and get your feelings out there. This could be good. This could be therapeutic for you, Kevin.
I think we should do it. Invite him on Wednesday.
Invite him on Wednesday in studio.
Dear
Jumpsuit lead singer, coming on.
Yeah, I don't know if we have to go in studio. We can do it on the phone.
Dear Jumpsuit, I still think your song sucks, but I appreciate the effort.
You want to come on the show?
all the best. !! Hashtag at the Catman. By the way, from the text line, from the 708, I smell a new segment, a la That's Whack Bro, called F That Alligator. Thank you. Thank you, 708. Appreciate you, brother.
Okay, I'm all up for a new game. We always like playing games here. But what would be the genesis? I mean, the genesis would be the alligator that ate Tommy Woodward. But what would be the game?
It might be somebody who, like, maybe steps in the batter's box and is, like, perhaps taunting or whatever. Somebody who's thinking they're going
to
do something.
Yeah, we can't depend on a drunk getting eaten by an alligator every week.
Correct.
That would not work out so well.
There has to be a way. Maybe we could play F That Alligator with the stupidest people in sports.
You're onto something. There's something.
I think there's something there.
There could be something there. Played a course near Baton Rouge with signs by all the ponds. Dangerous gators. It's also from the 7-8. Jumped about 10 feet when I was hitting a ball near one pond and a frog jumped into the water. I mean, that's how you would be. That's how I would be.
Terrified.
This dude. F That Alligator.
F That Alligator.
I'm jumping in. I got to get my...
I mean, I can't imagine the horror as the jaws opened and he went, oh, God. How quick did you sober up? Not that it matters.
Not quick enough. Hopefully not at all.
Wow. Anyway, 312-235-2525. Tracy Myers, our Blackhawks insider, CSN Chicago. CSNChicago.com is going to join us in a few minutes. Brandon Saad has signed his deal, 6 years. For what, 36? $6 million a year. Way over what the Hawks were offering. There was a report, multiple reports actually on Twitter, that the Hawks were at $5 million. Did you hear that, Jackal?
I didn't see that either.
Yeah, there was a bunch on there. And I made some calls and I was told they did not ever go past three. $3 million was their last offer.
So you don't hold Brandon Saad. You're not still hating on Saad, are you? 6 years, $36 million versus what was he going to get, two for three here?
He would have gotten roughly $6 million total here
right.
for 2 years.
So $30 million more.
I never begrudged him for getting the money.
Oh, you just didn't like how he went
about it. I didn't like that he came out and said, it's not about the money, dude. I want to win championships, and we'll make something work here.
Right. You were.
And Andrew Desjardins, in a much smaller contract, said, my family and I really loved coming here. I'll take less. And he's only, again, I hope someday I may make 800 grand. He makes 800,000 a year for 2 years, but Andrew Desjardins said, I'm going to put money second. I want to be a Chicago Blackhawk.
Yeah, if Desjardins was offered 6 and 36, he would have said bye-bye to 8 and 1.6 and 2.
But he never made a statement. All he did was you heard, oh, he's back.
Yeah, but he's a fourth-line center. Nobody really cared what Andrew Desjardins had to say.
But Brandon Saad was like Carmelo. It's all about winning for me until they put the money on the table and went, screw winning. I'm going to Columbus. That's fine. Just don't throw the other nonsense out there.
He was trying to say the right thing. Reality hit real strong when he saw the paper. $36 million. I can get with those Buckeyes. Let's go. They got some talent over there at Columbus.
He's a nice guy. I've interviewed him many times. Good luck to him. Just have the temerity to walk up and go, hey, dude, I loved it there. I won two cups there. I wish I could have been there my whole career, but it's $36 million guaranteed. Because I can promise you, this is my home. I don't ever want to leave Chicago. If they want me to host This Week in Buckeye Nation for $36 million, see you later.
Get myself a nice Cappy estate out in Columbus.
I'll eat Domino's if I have to out there, whatever. I know they don't have the restaurants and all the lifestyle. $36 million? Are you kidding?
You are pretty loyal, though. Even if they doubled your pay, I don't know if you'd leave. It would take more than that for you to go to Columbus. If we really broke it down to what it would take for to get Cappy out of here to go to Columbus Radio /TV / everything else you do, I don't think you'd do it for double. You'd probably have to make four times as much. I think four times would get me there.
Your money goes farther in Columbus, Mark.
I understand that, David. You would not want to live in Columbus. You love Chicago.
No, but double what I make? No, I would not go.
You wouldn't go?
No.
I know you wouldn't go.
No chance.
I don't know if you'd go for three times. Well, there you go, Columbus. You want Cappy. Talk to his agent.
Three times? I probably would not. Four times? Now we're starting to change my life. I don't make what people think I make, and that's okay. I'm fine with that. But
I'm saying it doesn't matter what you make.
But
I'm not trying to nail down your dollars here.
Doubling my money? No, I would not want. You only get 90 years on this earth if you're really, really blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in living the next 10, 15 of them in Columbus, Ohio. No disrespect. This is my home. I want to be here.
Right. Right.
It's just the way it is.
But for Desjardins, I'd love to have been his agent and seen what other offers were out there. And if I could see that, I might tell him the guy was completely crazy. But God bless
him. What if he got a call and said, we'll sign you to a 1 year, $2 million deal?
Well, what happens if he got a call? It was 2, 1.6. What happens if it was 2 and 3? double the money to go play for Ottawa, Florida, whoever. I mean, we talked about this before. For me, that's a no-brainer. That's $1.5 million. Are you kidding? That's
right.
I don't know if that was the offer.
It's different if you're Jonathan Toews making 10-4 and you can get 12. You go,
right,
whatever.
That's another yacht. A really, really, really nice
yacht. But if
you're
making 8 and you can get $2 million, changes your life.
It's a whole other animal.
And
you can only play it.
We can be doing this for as long as they'll have us. I can be 70 and still on the air. At mid to late 30s, Andrew Desjardins done.
Yeah, I'm hoping to make it to the end of the month.
Make it till Friday. 312-235-2525 is our phone number. Tracy Myers is going to join us, and we'll get her take on what's going on with the Hawks because they got a lot of money they have to cut. And can they get Johnny Oduya back? We'll see. Get the ultimate experience with the all-new Samsung Curved 4K Ultra HD TV Adapt in Glenview. With Samsung 4K Curved Ultra HD, you get the fastest internet and smart TV functions available. Come in to app today, see the complete selection of Samsung electronics, or call them at 847-544-2228. 847-544-2228 for complete satisfaction, free delivery, and a better experience. Shop where we shop. It's Apt, ABT. App.com asks for Steve Shapiro, app-pleasing people since 1936. Quick time out. Be right back.
It's the Cap and Haw Show on WGN Plus and Comcast Sportsnet.
Desjardins, should he scores! Andrew Desjardins in his Blackhawks playoff debut scores his first Blackhawk goal of any kind. He took a handoff from Hossa, wheeled into the right circle, and put one past Rene. The United Center erupts. It's 1-0 Hawks.
Welcome back.
Andrew Desjardins. Days as a Blackhawk. Welcome back. Kevin Haw, Mark Carmen in for D-Haw, who's off on a much-needed week-long holiday. I will be off starting Thursday all next week and then back. And then D-Haw and I crank it up for the NFL and the whole run. So it should be fun.
Did you guys discuss this? Hey, you're taking a week off. I'm taking a week off. And then we can come back and hug together and be all one.
Refreshed and ready to go.
That's a beautiful thing.
Looking forward to it.
Good.
By the way, my guy Jim Fisher on my text line, don't be Bartman tonight since I'm in the first row by the bullpen.
Is that who you're just screaming into your Apple iWatch to? Moments, really, the camera should always be on you. We go to commercial, you're screaming into your watch.
Screaming.
You were pretty loud. Exclamation point, exclamation point.
Well, it takes your word. So if I say, thank you very much, exclamation point, it puts it on there and I tap and it goes.
These gadgets were created for you.
They were.
Just know this.
They were. No question about it.
I mean, you talk on your phone now. You've got your Twitter sphere.
You mean I talk on my watch.
You talk on your watch.
Yeah.
You have your phone.
It's pretty good.
You've done a nice job.
By the way, Sports Fanatic on Twitter, and then we'll get to Tracy. Cap, your only options, watch the soccer game or swim across the swamp with alligators to watch American football. Hashtag F that
Cappy's watching soccer in that one.
F that alligator. Oh, boy.
It could be a hypothetical game. Would you rather something F that alligator? There's something swimming around there.
Like
F that alligator.
Yeah. Would you rather? There you go.
It's already on another local show.
That is true.
Would you rather?
Your what old, other show does
Your
that?
Old partner.
That's your old partner, buddy.
Over on 1000.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do that for, they've been doing it for like 6 years, 7 years though.
Wife or radio partner, you mean?
They have that too.
Yeah.
You love that one.
We might have to steal Would You Rather. Just rename it something else. 312-235-2525. Tracy Myers. Comcast Sportsnet, WGM Plus. Hi, Trace.
Hello. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing very well. Your take on the return of Andrew Desjardins for $800K, because it sounds like he could have gotten more money other places.
No, I like it. You know, there's been a couple, the last couple years, when you look back at some of the Blackhawks under the radar trade deadline acquisitions, and even Johnny Oduya was one a couple years ago, you know, when it first happened. I put Desjardins as one of the great ones. You know, we didn't even know what happened that day. We didn't even blink, but you know, tremendous addition for this team. He did some great work down the stretch. And, yeah, if you can get a guy like this to commit, and like he said, he loved the city, he loved the team. It never hurts to win a cup, but, you know, if there's a chance that you can at least start that fourth line, be it make it your fourth line again or the third line with Cougar and Shaw, with so much uncertainty going into the season, it wouldn't hurt to have a certain line. So I think it's a great signing.
Trace, do you have any idea what type of money he actually turned down? And there was, you know, reports that there was four teams after him. Do you have any idea of the dollars?
No, I you know, I would assume, yeah, I mean, you assume it's, I don't even want to assume, actually, with
right.
cash. You know, if his people are saying that he turned down more, I certainly believe that. You know, you get a guy who can play a great role. There, you know, there's a market out there for that. But, you know, I think it speaks again to what the Blackhawks have, what they could have going forward, even though they still have some changes coming up. And like you said, you know, when you've got a situation where you're happy and when your family's happy, you know, he's still getting paid a nice little chunk of change. And so that's all right.
Tracy, when you look at this team, Eddie Olczyk was on with us last week, and this was the day after the Saad trade, and he said, guys, it's a great hockey trade. He said, I really believe the Hawks are just as good right now as they were the day they won the Cup, even though they had traded Brandon because of what they acquired. Do you agree with that?
Well, at this moment, sure. Once they go through a couple other changes, you know, you'll have to revisit it, but listen, to be honest with you, as a journalist and somebody who's answered the question so many times on Twitter, I'm so thrilled that they may have answered their second line center question for more than 6 months. that alone is a good thing. You know, obviously they were boxed into a situation where this is what was going to happen. They weren't going to agree to a deal. So you get as good a value, you get what you're looking for out of a trade like that. They may have solved their second-line center situation, which is fantastic considering we've been talking about it nonstop for about four seasons now. You get a great young player in Danault. So, you know what? As of this moment, yeah, I agree with Eddie. And we know changes are coming. We know they still have to cut salary. Once those changes come, that changes the complexion a little bit, I think. But as of now, yeah, I think they're still in pretty good shape.
Tracy, what do you think the next move is? Who do you think the next person to go will be?
I still think it's Sharp. You know, I know a lot of people are asking me about the possibility of Johnny Oduya coming back, but, you know, it obviously that depends on them cutting salary. I think they're in a position now where if you do bring Oduya back, you still have to sign Kruger. You can only do so much addition before you start doing some subtraction. I realize I can go 10% over the cap, but, you know, how much of a situation you want to put yourself in going right up against, you know, this in the fall. You know, you don't want to be signing a bunch of people and then come September, okay, now we got to cut, because then you're really putting yourself in a situation where you're desperate to unload. So I think there's still a market for Sharp. You know, I realize he had a rough season this past year, but the pedigree is still there. Three-time Cup winner. He's had some fantastic seasons. There's absolutely a deal out there to be made for him. May not be everything the Blackhawks want, but I still think he could get something decent for him.
Well, we appreciate you taking time. It's going to be real interesting to see how quick these moves happen. You do not have to be at the cap until opening day, correct?
Right, yeah. They can go 10% over the cap during the summertime, but much like the Nicoletti situation last year, night before the regular season begins, you got to be under it.
So you can only go 10% over during the summer?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So it could, I think that would be around 78.5, something like that. But yeah, it's about 10%. So
right.
Yeah, it's, I mean, some wiggle room, but I wouldn't play with it too much.
You expect Kruger to get done, correct?
I do. Yes. You know, it sounds like it might also be, there might be another situation there where they would like, you know, to get the books a little bit more in order, maybe make a deal, or at least say that we've got a deal in principle in terms of moving some cash out, but I absolutely expect that one to get done.
And by the way, Blackhawks announced this morning they will return in the University of Notre Dame for training camp. So get ready to head to South Bend, Trace.
I'm ready.
All right, you getting a little vacation in?
I'm going home for a couple days, so I'll still be watching Blackhawks. The big vacation comes up at the end of July when I go overseas for a couple weeks.
God bless you. I'm going on Thursday.
You too, and enjoy your trip. You're going to have a fabulous time.
You too. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. There she is, Tracy Myers, CSN Chicago, csnchicago.com, travels with the Blackhawks and is just outstanding on the beat.
Look at you and Tracy Myers both doing the same summer vacay. I don't know if she's going to...
She's going somewhere else. I think she's going to Paris, I think I heard.
You're such a romantic doing Italy. You and the wife in Rome with a little pasta, vino.
So guess what I'm doing? I got a Cubs hat for the Pope.
You're going to hang with the Pope and give him a Cub hat?
Well, I don't think I'm going to get to see the Pope, but I'm actually bringing him a Cubs hat.
Yeah?
And asking him, with my business card, to ask him to please bless the Chicago Cubs.
Don't do this.
Why?
Then you sound like you're Crane Kenny bringing like holy water into the dugout. Bless the Chicago Cubs?
Yes.
Come on.
You take any kind of help you can get when it's been 107 years.
Come on. Come on.
I know I'm Jewish. My wife's not.
Jacob said in the year, you're Jewish.
So I can't visit the Vatican. What, do they check my card at the door?
You got to go Vatican. That's part of the deal.
I'm going to the Vatican.
You absolutely have to go. And Jews are more than welcome. They want at the Cappy in all his glory there. But
I want to tweet from the Vatican.
The Pope doesn't care about...
The Vatican has Wi-Fi.
I bet they do.
Think they do?
Hashtag Vatican. Hashtag Wi-Fi. Yes, I'm sure they do.
I want a tweet from the Vatican.
The Pope doesn't care about the Cubs or baseball or who wins.
I'm not sure about that.
Come on.
Maybe he's on Bovada. I don't know.
The Pope's not allowed to care about that stuff. There's more important things in life. You can't ask for the...
You don't think the Pope watches soccer or something big over there?
I think the Pope, if he's being like the best Pope he can be, watches the match and enjoys just the action and really isn't rooting for one team over the other. There's no good or evil with the Pope. There's no, you know, he just enjoys the
Where's
moment.
Where's the current Pope from? Poland?
Hashtag don't know.
Where is he from?
Current Pope. Where from?
He might be from Germany. I think the Polish Pope stepped down.
Current Pope is from where?
I'm going to go to Germany.
My prep today. Pope Francis.
I'm going to go Germany. I'll be very impressed if I get this right. He's from Argentina.
He's from Argentina.
The Polish Pope stepped down, though, correct? I think the last Pope was from...
I have no idea. No idea.
So how do you plan on getting the hat to the Argentinian-born Pope? What's your strategy?
I'm going to be at the Vatican.
Yeah? Who are you going to hand it to?
I'm sure that there's plenty of guards.
So you're going to go up to a guard and say, hey, I'm at the Catman. Follow me on Twitter. You can be my 45,298th follower. I do a TV and radio in Chicago.
Pretty much.
I shave my head before every show just to get it perfect for TV. Can you give this to the Pope because the Cubs are at a 107-year drought and I can't really go on if they're not going to win it? Something like that?
Something like that.
That's not going to go so well, I don't think.
Is this going to be?
I'll bet you he writes me back.
Is this going to be a fitted cap or are you going to go... You know, give a little room for the Pope.
I haven't Googled Pope's head size. I don't know if he needs a fit. I'm going to give him the hat I have for him is with the snapback.
It has a snapbacker?
Yeah.
You really are doing this.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I am. I'm going to ask him to please bless the Chicago Cubs.
You do know that, just rationally speaking, the Almighty really doesn't care who wins in any game, right? That just would, like, it'd go against every principle. And I get people, like, who, you know, hit a home run and you want to pray and, you know, you're so lucky to have this talent. And I get it. You feel blessed. But I don't think that however you believe, whatever your spirituality is, I don't think he's thinking, I want that guy to hit a homer off of that dude. Or I want this team to win because they've been in some drought. That doesn't make any rational sense. Don't you feel like that's... You look uncomfortable, but come on.
You don't believe in karma that if you, like, are a bad person, that it's going to come back and get you? That the good Lord's going to go, bad guy.
No. There's so many bad guys that have had so much success in life. How can you think that way? It's for you. You want to feel good about yourself. That's why, you know, when I try to live my life the right way, I do it for me. I don't do it because I feel... That's just my, you know, now we're getting real deep here. But I do it for my own good feelings, not because I feel like I'm being judged.
Not me either. I do it. That's just how I try to be good to everybody.
So you think that in your own feeling good about yourself, that if you give that hat to some guard at the Vatican that you're going to feel good that you've done your duty, basically. That's what it's all about.
Pretty
okay.
Much.
Okay. I've come all the way around.
Pretty much.
I get how you'll feel better.
And I will be very disappointed if I put my business card in there with a letter and that he does not write me back.
He's not writing you back. If he writes you back, I'll do something that you don't want me to do, whatever that would be.
So to recap, Cap's going to the Vatican to hand the Pope a baseball hat.
Well, that's not the
and
only...
to find out if they have Wi-Fi. Those are your two main goals.
No.
When you go to the Vatican.
No. I want to visit the Vatican and see what it's all about and experience this really cool, unbelievable thing.
And then sneak a Cubs hat into
but
the
Vatican. While I'm there, I'm going to... You can't have your shoulders uncovered, by the way, Carmen, if you ever go.
I've been to the Vatican.
Little tank tops, even if it's 98 degrees for you.
I've done the scene. A lot of people tweet.
I want him to write... I want to give him a letter. I'm going to type a nice letter, put it on Comcast Sportsnet stationery. Excuse me, Pope. Sorry to bother you in a busy day, but I need a little help here.
A lot of listeners or viewers of this show that have been to the Vatican, apparently. 773. The guards don't care about anyone's stories. Cap, you got no shot. Apparently, he's tried this. 773. He didn't really say exactly that he tried it, but that's what he's relaying to you.
I'm banking I can get a letter back from the Pope.
You're a creative guy. I'll give you that. A lot of people are really all over the Pope and what he does and how to get there, Cappy. There's advice for you here.
Danny Wysocki on Twitter. Do you still want to give the Pope a Cubs hat knowing he's a soccer fan? Apparently there's a big article in the New York Post. Pope Francis hoists trophy of his favorite soccer team. Interesting.
Pope is human.
Catman, watch out for street vendors when you go to Rome. They're awful. Hey, Cap, tweet him. The Pope's on Twitter. The Pope is on Twitter. At Pope.
No, he's here. Pope Francis. Pope Francis, yep.
Let's see. Really?
Yeah, it's Pope Francis at Pontifex. He's got 6.5 million.
San Lorenzo, his favorite soccer team.
That which gives us true freedom and true happiness is the compassionate love of Christ. That's his last tweet on July 4th. Retweeted 5,600 times. There you go.
That's all. Cap and Haw, brought to you by Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers that won the largest verdict for a brain injury in Illinois history, the largest verdict for a back injury in Illinois history, and the largest verdict for a neck injury in Illinois history. That is the triple crown of lawyering. Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. These guys win. Take a timeout. We'll come right back. 312-235-2525. Still to come, Brian Geltziler, 1110 from Sirius XM NBA Radio. Host and analyst. We'll talk Bulls. Be right back.